Okay. One of the earliest childhood memories was spending time with a family and my grandmother making homemade raviolis and us all sitting around having fun.
Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
I would like people to remember me as a kind, loving, and caring person.
What is some advice you would give to future generations?
Not to be so materialistic. Just enjoy life and the simple things, because having lots of money doesn't mean you will be happy.
All right. Where were your ancestors born?
They were born in a town called Bella in Italy.
Oh, okay. Out of all your family members, who do you think lived the most interesting life and why?
One family member had a very interesting life.
What was her name?
Her name was Dolores, and she was a cousin, and she did lots of traveling and was able to do a lot of things. She owned property and had did a lot of traveling all over the world and had a good life.
Did you ever go with her anywhere?
We did some local traveling together. I was in her wedding party, yes, and
she owned horses.
What?
She owned horses.
And she owns horses. And we did a lot of family events also. She had a very big house in New Jersey, and we did a lot of family events there too. And she was a very special cousin to me.
All right. What was your childhood like?
It wasn't a very exciting childhood, but we spent a lot of time with family. Christmas was very special. We would get together with everyone, and I remember going to see Santa Claus at Macy's in New York City. And that was like a very special event that we would do every year. Mm-hmm. And basically, it was a very, very quiet, but very nice childhood.
Okay. What was Grandpa like when he was younger? Any stories?
Lots of stories to tell about Grandpa. Trying to think of one that was really outstanding. Would you like to give me some input as to what you would like me to say about?
No, because you mix it all up.
Well, just tell me something. I'll give.
Because everything I tell you, you remember.
What about when you hid in the hamper?
Okay, there was one particular story that when he was a little boy, he either got mad at his parents or he was just being mischievous, but he jumped into a hamper and he put all the clothes over his head, and his parents were trying to find him. They thought he ran out the door and they were looking for him for hours. And
did you jump out? What, they found you?
They eventually found him in the hamper.
All right.
That's one story.
Where did you grow up?
Oh, I grew up in Astoria, Long Island.
Queens.
And we just lived in an apartment.
On Crescent Street.
And we had several friends, and we did a lot of get-togethers, you know, with our friends and playing a handball. We used to play a game called Nux. We used to play War. There were no computers or any kind of, you know, games to play on a computer. So we had to play Johnny on the Pony and just interact with each other because there was no other form of entertainment.
Okay.
What's Nux and Johnny on
Nux.
The Pony?
Well, what's Grandpa Nux? Knows what Nux is. Did you ever hear of Nux, Michael? I used to have my hands were bleeding. I was like, what the hell kind of a game is this? Whoever lost got Nux. They used to bang the cards on your knuckles.
What's Johnny on the Pony?
That was fun. Okay. Are you still asking questions?
Yeah.
Do
you have any siblings?
Yes, I do. I have one sister who lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. She's a younger sister. And
is she still alive?
Yes, she's still alive. She's younger than me. And we have a very close bond and a very good relationship. And we love each other.
All right, that's good.
That's it, right?
Did you ever visit the place where your ancestors were born?
I did visit Italy, but I never went to the town where my parents were born.
All right. How was it?
Oh, Italy was beautiful, and I wish I had more time because I would have loved to have seen the town where they came from, which was called Bella.